Angeles. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 5th of October. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river levels and flows with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. Our fresh water report is checking. And as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Let's look at some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next new moon is on the 9th of this month. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. Remember the saying, new moon fisherman's favourite, full moon fisherman's folly. The new fishing season started last Monday, 1 October. Now remember that different regions have different rules, and it is the angler's responsibility to know those rules and also to have a current licence. They are out there checking. Best way to get a licence is really easy. Just go to the Fishing Game website, fishinggame.org.nz. Click on there, fill in your details, and they'll send it to you within 4 or 5 days. It's not a worry. The annual Lower Waikato River Trout Competition starts tomorrow and runs through until Saturday, 13 October. You can fish anywhere from the base of the Karapiro Dam to the Waikato Heads. It's a huge amount of water. So good luck to all the anglers who have entered. $6,000 worth of prizes. Very good competition. On Friday, the 16th of November, we will have in studio Andrew Barron. Andrew's well known to listeners here. Andrew's just returned from a saltwater fly trip to Exmouth in Western Australia. We catch up with him. We'll also have on air at the same time James Laverty from Fly Odyssey Australia. They organise fly fishing trips all around the world. Friday, 16 November. Keep an eye on that. The latest edition of Real Life came out last week. Real Life is published by Fishing Game New Zealand, is sent to your inbox. It is free. And Real Life covers all freshwater fishing in New Zealand. To get a copy sent to you, it's really easy. Just go to the Fishing Game website, fishinggame.org.nz. Click on Real Life and fill in your email address and I'll send you a copy every month. It's good. Now, there's been a bit of controversy around the fly fishing world regarding the Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Bill. It's currently before Parliament and is put forward by Eugenie Sage of the Green Party. It's quite a complex bill, but some of the main points are Clause 5 would allow the Department of Conservation to remove all trout and salmon from particular rivers or lakes, even if those waterways have been identified as significant trout and salmon habitat. The bill will reduce Fish and Game's right to be consulted as managers of sport fish. Clause 6 will allow the Crown and iwi to set aside present rules as part of a treaty settlement. Clause 6 allows the removal of present bans on the sale of fishing rights. Clause 6 allows the removal of present bans on the sale of sports fish. Clause 6 removes the requirement for occupiers of land to comply with fishing trout fishing rules and regulations. What does it mean? Well, it's quite complex. Part of it means that iwi will be allowed to net fish, trout or salmon, and then sell those fish. It also means that I could net and sell trout or salmon. Basically, it's going to remove Fish and Game, and everything will be managed by DOC and parties to treaty settlements. Now, if you wish to read the bill, and it is a very complex bill, you just need to go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. It's on the front page, Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Bill. You can read the whole thing in its entirety. You can read lawyers' opinions on it. Jeffrey Palmer QC's got a page on there. And if you want to make a submission, it shows you how to do it. Very important. Have a look at it, please. Okay, if you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can just contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather with Met Service. It's the Auckland Marine Weather from metservice.com. The situation. A narrow ridge lies over the North Island today, while the front moves northwards over the South Island. The front weakens as it reaches the lower North Island late today, followed by another ridge on Saturday. Southwesterlies dominate much of New Zealand on Sunday and Monday, with a strengthening northwest flow ahead of a front approaching the South Island on Tuesday. The forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Saturday. Easing to variable 5 knots early morning. Northeast 10 knots developing in the evening, sea slight. Mainly fine with increasing cloud in the evening. For the Hauraki Gulf in the area from Bremhead to Cape Colville, Saturday. Southerly 10 knots, gradually turning northeast 10 knots in the afternoon. Sea slight. Mainly fine with increasing cloud. Now the outlook for Sunday, Manukau and Waitemata harbours, northeast 10 knots dying out, southwest 15 knots developing in the evening, a few showers. Forecast is good for tomorrow. I hope to get out on the harbour myself for a spot of saltwater fly fishing. Met Service Waikato, Saturday. Mainly fine, a few showers developing in the afternoon, light winds. Sunday in the Waikato region, a few showers with a southwest change. Rotorua anglers, your forecast for Saturday? A fine start, but a few showers developing in the afternoon, light winds. Sunday in Rotorua, cloudy periods, isolated afternoon showers, light winds. If you're fishing in the Taupo region, forecast for Saturday, a fine start, but a few showers developing in the afternoon, light winds. Sunday in the Taupo region, cloudy periods, isolated afternoon showers, light winds. Up and over the hill into Taumarunui, forecast for Saturday, cloudy periods, a few showers developing in the afternoon, light winds. Sunday in Taumarunui, a few showers with a southwest change. Talking about Taumarunui, I noticed a couple of days ago on the news, Napier was at 22, Taumarunui was 3. It's still cool down there. Okay, for our South Island listeners fishing the Canterbury Plains region, forecast for Saturday, areas of morning cloud with patchy light rain in the north, becoming fine afternoon. Northeasterlies developing in the afternoon. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, a few showers with a southerly change. Thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Now, let's look at some river levels. The Puni River is 23 kilometres south of Tauamotu, and it's currently at 8.2 metres, down on last week. It's flowing at 7.9 cubic metres per second, also well down on last week. It's in good condition. The next one over, the Mangatutu, is at 1.1 metres. It's flowing at 2.1 cubic metres per second. It's in good condition. Spoke to a couple of anglers who fished there on opening day, and it was very good indeed. The Ohanamuri River measured at Karangahaki between Pairua and Waihea is 11.9 metres and falling. It's flying at 4.4 cubic metres per second. River's in good condition. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.2 of a metre. That's well down on last week. The Waipa River measured at Otiwa, 75.6 metres and falling. It's flying at 5.2 cubic metres per second. It's dropping, clearing, good to fish. The Nongataha River, measured at State Highway 5, is at 1.88 cubic metres per second. That's high for this river. Now remember, above State Highway 5 is closed till 1 December. Whakapapa River is at 3.3 cubic metres per second. It's in good condition. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 13 cubic metres per second. That's down from a high of 23 a couple of days ago. And the mighty Tongariro, measured at Turangi, 24 cubic metres per second, down from 26. It's in good condition. As we've just heard from Met Service, fine weather is forecast this weekend. These rivers will continue to drop and clear. Enjoy the fishing. It'll be great. Be careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent real-time monitored websites. Thank you. Okay. We're going to have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident. He's a longer-time Rotorua angler. He's an expert angler, don't you worry about that. Now, as always, Bert is live on air with us now. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Colin.
How are you? Well?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very good, thank you. We're having all sorts of problems here with machines not working, but that's all right.
Okay. Yeah, being there, done that in radio, it's not the best, eh?
That's the one. It's called a Tascam CD-301 Mark II, and it's playing up. But anyway, opening day, Monday, Rotorua. What have you heard, please, around the traps?
Well, there certainly was a hell of a lot of anglers out. There was even a caravan floating on the lake, and people fishing out of it, which was quite entertaining when you saw it.
Made
the news.
Yes.
So, yeah, they turned a caravan into, well, a boat into a caravan, stick a caravan top on it, and off they went. That was quite the highlight of the day, really. There was some good fish caught in Tarawera, the reasonable-sized fish. Some were recovering fish, some were maiden fish, so that wasn't too bad. I haven't heard anything out of Katina, but Rotorua did produce some good fish as well. Yeah, our channel did quite well in comparison to previous years. Some quite good fish out of there. Some quite large browns. The biggest was 4.8 kilos caught the day after opening. And night fishing down the upper from around about the 8.30, 9 o'clock mark through till midnight on the True North Bank, just on the outside of the weir. if you can get in there. There's some Lincoln Great Browns lurking in around the area there, and some within their channel as well, although some of them were a bit on the slim side. So
okay.
It's been quite interesting. Of course, as we're climbing into sort of towards the middle of October, we've got, not far away, we've got the browns starting to move into the stream owls in just a couple of weeks, 3 weeks at most, probably, it will start to run again. So we've had some showers which have pushed a few fish through, but mainly it's been dry. The wind has helped drying things out. We had a beautiful day here today. Did have a bit of wind, but it wasn't too bad. So all in all, it's been quite good. Top end of the Kaituna above the control gates, some quite good fish come out of there as well. Nothing spectacular, but there's a range of sizes there, from pencils to 3.5 kilo fish. So it's certainly worth dropping down a road and having a look, even though it is quite busy. A lot of kids around, school holidays, of course, and a lot of boats taking advantage of the great weather and getting out in the lake.
Okay, well, that is good news. Was it busy opening day? Lots of people in town?
Yeah, it was. It sort of didn't really start to build up in town itself until sort of after midday. Quite a lot went out just for the morning. And but there's a heck of a lot of boats around being towed around, and particularly into petrol stations. Used a fair amount of gas, and of course, while it's expensive down here, I imagine it's horrendously expensive up in Auckland, especially with the dollar just going down, and the petrol probably going to go up again. And another few cents a litre gone on the other day, or 3.5 cents or something. So,
right.
Yeah, it's getting to be a bit tough if you're a boatie, so you want to maximise it and get out there for as long as you can, and but don't take chances. If the weather's not the best, then don't go.
That's right. Now, there was a tagged trout competition, $10,000 this year. Any word? I've had a look online. I can't see if anyone won it or...
No, there's been no mention of it whatsoever, and nothing on the grapevine, which is quite interesting. So I don't think anybody did do any good. They didn't even know which lakes the fish were in. So there could have been any of the three big lakes.
Yes.
And of course, that reduces your chances dramatically. I think the total prize pool was about $18,000, $10,000 for the top tagged fish, which was gold tag, I believe.
Yes.
Hence, they're calling it the Golden Trout Competition. And but yeah, it's been amazingly quiet. So obviously, I don't think anybody did any good on that. But I think there was a few other tagged trout brought in, you know, from various operations. And of course, the information that Fish and Game get from this, particularly the opening day and the day after, and for a little while after that, if they haven't got enough info, is it gives the predictions of the growth rates of the fish in the lake and what the potential average size will be for the winter runs, which then helps them formulate the minimum size of the fish earlier in the season for when they start setting the fish trap at Te Wairoa.
Okay, yeah.
So it has a whole multitude of good information out of it, but that's one of the things that to me is pretty important.
Well, I agree. I saw some years ago at opening day at Tarawera down at the landing, the boats coming back in, the rangers were there checking that, well, one, people had a license, but more importantly, looking at the fish, as you say, measuring them, weighing them, to try and get an idea of what the hell's been going on in the last winter in the lake, and forecasting ahead and what to do. It's very important.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just Fish and Game this year in particular. They had quite a few groups out there who were at virtually every boat ramp on the three lakes that opened, and it was more to do with lake snow and catfish, which are apparently prevalent in Rotuiki, and have moved up apparently into the channel and possibly beyond, so they're probably in Rotorua now. Mm-hmm. Almost certainly be heading down the Kaituna River as well, so they're spreading like wildfire, and what we don't need, but probably will end up getting, is is catfish all over the place, because the buggers, they can live out of water for a significant amount of time as long as they're damp, particularly if they're cold. They shut their systems down. Yes. Once it warms up a bit, they'll come back to life. So you got to be aware that if you got a boat, you got to make sure that you're not check it before you go to another lake. Just because they got weed cordons in doesn't mean you shouldn't be checking your boat, because a lot of those boat trailers, of course, the hollow inside let the water out, and you can get a catfish easily swim up inside that.
Yes, correct. It's similar to Didymo, check clean and dry before you move to another waterway. Don't transport the crap around, if you like.
Yeah, the same goes for those that are fishing from the shore as well. I know a couple of friends of mine were down on the Tongariro earlier in the week, and I said, hey, make sure you clean your gear before you go in the water here. And they said, oh, there was truckloads of disinfectant at just about every place they went.
Yes.
So they make pretty much down there. And of course, Didymo has made us aware of how it can spread, and thankfully I don't know of any instances in the North Island, but certainly in the South Island it was pretty bad.
Yes.
And now, of course, we've got lake snow, and that's another one that's actually quite a nasty one as well.
That's right. Now, we mentioned on air a couple of weeks ago the Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Bill, the Honourable Eugenie Sage of the Green Party, listening to
him. Yeah, I know it's a title, but, stabbing you in the back like that hardly makes one honourable. There's been a lot of interest. A lot of the clubs are getting the act together now, and a lot of them, several that I know actually have put it out through their newsletters and things like that, and there's still people writing letters, and those that haven't should, because it's a serious issue that will... once the legislation has changed, then people will take advantage of that legislation, and we've got to make sure that we can't allow the sale of trout. We can't allow it to be given away to a group who will sell it or anything like that, and of course not to be removed. The current legislation allows consultation between Fish and Game and Dock to remove fish where there is a need to do so, generally because of a native. And Lake Okataka is quite an interesting one. The stream that runs into it at the end of Boys Beach on the left-hand end has a very rare galaxid in it, and rather than remove the fish, they've got a net across there that stops the trout going upstream of that point. Okay. Still allows the movement of the native up and down, but stops the trout going up. So
okay.
It's been quite it's quite an issue that we need to be aware of, that they can currently do that. Well, they do it under extreme circumstances, but if they change the law to the way it is, Eugenie Sage wants it, it could mean that they could just go and say, right, it's get rid of every fish in this particular area.
Yes.
Little salmon or trout, yeah.
Trout and salmon, correct. The Fish and Game website is very good. It's on their front page. You can click on there and you can make a submission online. They've prepared a sample letter, if you like.
Yeah, that's it.
So they've made it easy for everyone. The Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Bill. Have a look at the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. Have a read of it. Make your own conclusions, and then, if you wish, click on the link and make a submission. Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah, while you're there, of course, have a look around the Fish and Game site, because they've got all your pamphlets on there for the various regions. And if you're going out of your region, so you're going to Wellington for the weekend and want to know where to fish, you can click on the Fish and Game website, call up the pamphlet for there. You can either print it off or you can just read it and know where some of the more interesting, lesser known fishing spots are around areas that generally you'd have no idea about. So.
Exactly right. And remember, as we always say on the show, it is the angler's responsibility to know the rules for the particular region of fishing and to have a current license. Fish and Game make it really easy for you. All the information is freely available. There's no excuses, in other words.
No, none to whatsoever. And if you already had a previous license, you can go online to Fish and Game. You can type in your previous year's license number, and it comes up with all your details, and you say, is this correct? And say, yep, and then say, okay, hand over $130 if you want to fish into area, or $124 or something for a specific area. So
it's real easy. Yeah, very good. All right, thank you, Bert. It's lovely to have a catch-up regarding new season. It sounds as though everything's off and away. Your forecast is good for today, tomorrow, into Sunday evening. So get out there and enjoy it.
Absolutely, especially if you've got a boat. I would prefer a bit more rain, but you've got to have your good days and bad days.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. Now, your contact details, please.
Yes, I'm 0272896079. Just give us a call or a text and I'll update you on what's happening down here.
Well, there's the offer, listeners. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fishery, 0272896079. Thank you, Bert. Enjoy the weekend.
I'll do that. I'll catch you later.
Thanks, Bert.
Okay,
see ya.
Bye.
Mr. Bert Robinson, 0272896079. Okay, we'll see if this works, and then we'll have a quick break, and then more fishing stuff. Fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo-Turangi area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau, and she is live on air with us now. As always, good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. You're well down there?
Oh, we're great, thank you, always.
Okay, your forecast has been good, and it's not too bad for the next couple of days.
Oh, it's just been magic. We've really now had sort of almost 4 or 5 weeks, even though we've had days where it's we've supposed to have had wind and intermittent rain. We really haven't had anything, so things are really beginning to dry. Our water table's dropping, lake level's dropping, and rivers are really quite low and clear.
That's right. I've been hearing good reports from the Rotorua Anglers Club, who had a trip two weekends ago down to your region.
Absolutely. Generally speaking, really, we've been very fortunate. We haven't had the pressure. You know, we've had extreme pressure at times through the winter months, as we all know, but we just have... The pressure's actually eased, which means that because all rivers are fishing other than the Waitanui, the anglers have been able to be spread out. And, yes, there's certainly good numbers of fish. And the fact that the rivers are accessible, easier to read, and, people are more accommodating by the fact that they know it when it's lower and clearer, which is always nicer. So it's been good. It's been really, really has been very positive.
It's been very positive indeed. Look at the Tongariro. The Whakapapa's open now. The
Whanganui,
the dropping, clearing, everything's... It's just going gangbusters down
here. I know, it's hard to believe. It is hard to believe. I know, what are we, is it 14 weeks till Christmas or something? It's too scary to even think about, but it's just the way life is. Life is very busy. We fill our weeks by working and weekends by recreating, and it just goes past very quickly. Generally, people are occupied. You know, we've got lots of activities that we do, and it's just great. And as soon as we have a little bit of sunshine and the days lengthen, daylight saving, some people love and some people hate, we love it. It's really nice to have that little extra time at the end of the day, and it's really great. Good fun.
Now, I would imagine that the evening fishing at the stream house is starting to come on really nicely.
It's been a little harder than you would expect. I simply think that the fish are still making way through the rivers, as we said before, and there are significant numbers that are still in the rivers. We've had very little wind and we've had very little rain, so there hasn't been a lot of additional volume. But we've had some very, very cool nights and very cool mornings, and they have often been the nights when it has encouraged the fish in and the fishermen out. And so some of those smaller streams, like the little Waipihi stream, Waititoko, Waimarino, Tauranga Taupo, inside and off the drop-off. So there haven't been significant numbers actually fishing, simply because of the fact that all the other rivers have been fishing relatively well, and those that are actually out on the lake with their boats. And I mean, I just see them going past at the moment, dozens. It's hard to believe. But no, those mouths are all slowly coming on. It's nice to have a little bit of a more defined rip at, you know, the smaller streams, so therefore we can see where you are and what you're doing. And certainly there are reasonable numbers holding off the side of the mouths at the moment.
Well, that is very good news. I like fishing stream mouse in evening. Very, very good. And as the weather's warming up, it makes a hell of a difference, doesn't it?
It is. We have certainly had a real edge to the last 3 weeks, which means we often get this time of the year easterly winds, which are really unpleasant with regards to pollen for the earlier part of September. As you can well imagine, it just about drives to distraction. But we had rain, a little bit of rain, which appeased us and probably dampened the spread of the pollen this year to some degree. But we get that easterly. That easterly can be really, really quite biting and quite a nuisance at times on the rivers. But really, in reality, you can always find a spot that is a little bit less penetrated by the wind, and it hasn't really been an issue in the last couple of weeks, so it's good.
That's good. Just been talking to Bert in Rotorua, Bert Robinson, and he mentioned again the Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Bill.
I know, it is of grave concern, really.
Yes, well, we're encouraging, we've talked about it a couple of weeks ago, we're encouraging all listeners and members of fishing clubs and anyone who's got an interest in freshwater fishing, because it does affect salmon as well.
It does.
To look at the Fish and Game website, read the bill, the Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Bill, and Fish and Game have got a very good site there. You can read it, and if you wish, they've made it easy to click on and make a submission.
And I suggest anybody that is involved with the fishery in any way, shape or form reads it and makes a submission. And I mean anything that is heartfelt, so that it impresses upon those that make the decisions that in reality that the concepts and practicality is something we have to abide by. We are only guardians for the duration of our lifetime, and it's so important to protect what we have and to allow this type of legislation, which would affect our future generations as well as our own recreational fishing and millions and millions. The connotations are so far-reaching that doesn't even care to even think about it, but it is so important that we do.
Yeah, well said, Stella. Now, I believe there's an announcement you're going to make regarding the store.
Yes, the store's been sold. Good, and so kind of at the end of an era. It's really quite hard to believe, really. So in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, Pete and I won't be here. We'll still be here around locally, and we've got lots of activities and a lot of, you know, interesting things which we're going to pursue, which is really great. So we are very fortunate. It will be a very sad day when we go. I'll be around for probably 10 days after our new people take over. They are gorgeous. They are motivated young, and it's just really exciting. We are very excited for them, and not so much from the point of view that we're leaving, but the fact is that it's so nice to have someone that's going to be able to go forward and put their little stamp on it. So it will be quite different, but we hope and pray that people will support them, because they have got the same ambition that we had when we came in.
Okay, very good. Well, it's going to be a major change for you and Pete, because
it certainly is.
7 days a week, 7 till 7.
I know.
You only had 2 days off a year, I think.
No, we are quite fortunate, really. But, I mean, in reality, it seems like that, because we're always here when people need to have us here.
Yeah, very good. So well done, Stella, and congratulations on the sale, but
thank you.
Over a long period of time. We'd still like to keep talking to you.
Absolutely.
About...
No, I'll always be here, so I'd love to be able to do that.
Okay.
In fact, I might be even a little bit more... I'll be doing a little bit more fishing, so it'll be great.
Good on you. Now, your contact details, please, Stella.
07-38-68-953. We're open 7 days and available 7 days. So, State Highway 1, just north of the Tauranga Taupo Bridge. If you need anything, please just give us a tinkle.
Oh,
more than happy to help.
There's the offer, anglers. Stella Gordon, 07-38-68-953. Thank you, Stella. Enjoy the weekend. Good fishing.
You too. You take care. Thanks,
Colin.
Bye.
Stella Gordon. Okay, a quick break and then we'll see if we can get hold of Martin in the South Island. Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands is based in the South Island and he has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor and a fishing guide. As always, Martin is live on air with us now. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you going?
Very good, thank you, Martin. Now, your forecast has been good and your forecast looks good for the next couple of days till late Sunday. How did opening day go last Monday?
Very well. Yeah, very well. Yep, no, look, opening day was a little bit stormy to start with, but then ended up clearing into a bright sunshiny day. Okay. And, quite a few anglers that I know, including, well, I was one, I actually guided on October the 1st. Yeah, it was a really good day.
Okay.
A good number of some really nice fish. So, yeah, in general, a very good day. I certainly heard of a few places that got a little bit overloaded with people. You know, there were some places I knew of. There was one sort of headwater I knew of where there were seven people on it, and they started to all meet up at one point and start to have a huge argument.
Oh, no.
So, funny old game out there. But, look, if you go out on October at first, you know, to certain places, you can expect to see other people.
That's right.
Yeah.
As Bert said in Rotorua, last week actually, he said, don't get too carried away on opening day. There's still 364 days to go.
Yeah, look, that's exactly it. Yeah, you know, that's my whole take on it. You know, it's like that saying, you know, the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. So sometimes I think it's quite nice to let, especially the more fragile headwaters,
yes,
you know, let them get their first 2 or 3 weeks of attention. You know, and then just sort of pick your time. Yeah, I totally agree. I definitely apply a lot of that to my guiding. I stay away often from places, you know, like the headwatery stuff that's sought after and the backcountry stuff. I purposely stay away.
Okay. Now, talking about the second mouse gets the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Martin Langlands on Facebook, you will see that someone has posted you a mouse. What the hell's going on?
It was a funny old thing, but, yeah, look, I mean, you know, there's been certain speculation and rumours going on that there might be a mouse here down here.
Yes.
In some regions. You know, certainly Southland has had a really big beach mast.
Okay.
You know, I definitely have seen evidence of that from Doc. I've seen photos of that from Doc. It's too early to tell, but regionally, it could well be a mouse year, but, you know, very early to say.
Okay, Doc.
And we always want it to be, so it's on everybody's agenda, it's on everybody's lips, you know.
Okay.
It's one of those dream things that we all want. I know it's just a little early to say, but, I mean, that mouse that was on that box in the photo on Facebook, yeah, that was just from my backyard, and we've had a lot of mice here.
Okay.
And I know some very, very phenomenal conditioned fish, particularly in Southland. You know, so, yeah, could, you know, regionally mouse here down here, you never know.
Okay. Mm. Now, seasons are warming up. Nii was predicting a dry east coast, south and north islands. How are the water levels now? Are they still a bit low?
Really good question. Water levels are astoundingly low.
Oh, gosh.
Throughout the whole of the east coast, basically on all of the east coast, really, really low. All of the rivers, even the big braided rivers that come off the glaciers and get snow melted and light like the Rakai, which often we refer to a lot more in winter. So they're all really low. So waters are generally very low. I think Southland's had better flows. They had some rain, so the Mataura and its tributaries lifted. West Coast's doing okay. It always does because it always gets the odd rainfall, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yes.
All of the East Coast really low. So, as I'm saying to anglers, get in and do your small streams now, do your tributaries now, and then if it keeps like this, it's going to be one of those years where the larger rivers become more of the focus.
I understand.
So you just got to change your thinking a little bit. Like, I would imagine a lot of the smaller streams are going to go really low and warm really fast, and trout potentially drop out or hide away as they do. They're great hiders away, as you know. I think it's all about this season. If it keeps going like this, we all know the weather can change really quick. It's all about the bigger rivers.
Okay.
On the east coast, and there's, a good number of them, as you know.
All right, we've just been talking to Bert Robinson, Rotorua, and Stella Gordon too, really, about the Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Bill as brought forward by Eugenie Sage.
Yeah.
We're just encouraging all listeners and all anglers to go to the Fish and Game website, have a read of it, and if they wish to make a submission. It's very important.
Very wise idea, very prudent idea. I think it's really important.
Yes, it's very important for
What could I say about that? This happened about 2 weeks ago. I'm just all things fly fishing, and I would say that's potentially one of the biggest threats trout have faced in New Zealand since they were introduced.
Yeah, I agree. Trout
I think it's really big. I mean, the repercussions of exterminating them is small. That's never going to happen, You might be able to in some lakes, and there's some validity behind that. I actually know Doc have been keen to do a few of the Ashburton lakes for years. And, there's no problem. But more the issue of farming, what that bill does is it takes the power away from fish and game, and it just allows, fish farming puts a dollar value on trout. Read it, and really quite serious stuff.
Yes, it is. All right, so Martin, we've just got to wrap it up there. Please, your contact details, please.
Sure, www.troutlands.com, and you can find me on Facebook if you put Martin Langlands, LANGLANDS, into Google, you'll find me. But, a great week coming up for people. The rivers are all stable. The weather is really nice. Great mayfly hatches out there. We fished today, and we saw a lot of mayflies today.
Okay,
big rivers like the Waitaki, fishing excellent. Really quite a big river. It's a tailwater. So options are aplenty.
Very good. You can't catch fish sitting in the lounge.
No, get out and have a go. And if it doesn't work, come back home and have another try a few days later.
Well said, Martin. Thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing. Catch you next week.
Thank you very much, Colin. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Mr. Martin Langlands. Have a look at his website, troutlands.com, and his excellent Facebook page, Martin Langlands. Photography, flies, everything, that's what he does. He is 100% fly fishing the South Island, New Zealand. Thanks, Martin. Okay, now, where are we? We're just coming up towards the end of the show. We've got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. Presentation. Fish in low, warm water tend not to move far for a fly, so cast them close. Do it nicely, do it quietly. Summer trout see a lot of flies and feel the pressure. Spend time setting up and get ready for a perfect presentation. Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.